I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Lee County Commissioners approved the canvassing of votes from the November 8th election on Thursday. There was one citizen who voiced an opposition to the voting system. Now, in Chavez County, Will Cavins, the commission chair, reported they also approved canvassing their votes on Thursday. And according to Lee County Clerk Keith Manis, the tallies will now be sent to the New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver, who will do the final canvassing of each of the 33 counties. A group of environmentalists, including Carlsbad Bay Citizens Caring for the Future, are criticizing the sale of New Mexico's public land to oil and gas companies, which is planned for next year, and they're blaming the Biden administration for allowing it to happen. The sale was announced in October of this year by the Bureau of Land Management's New Mexico office and would see about 3,200 acres of federally owned land in Eddy, Lee, and Chavez counties auctioned for lease to oil and gas companies in May of next year. The proposal for lease is for 19 parcels in southeast New Mexico, which include over 1,900 acres in Eddy County on 8 parcels, over 955 acres on 9 parcels in Lee County, and just over 400 acres on 2 parcels in Chavez County. Lincoln County deputies responded to a shots fired call near the Hondo School campus, which led the campus to be locked down on Wednesday. Lincoln County Sheriff Mike Wood tells us more.
Upon completion of our investigation, we have absolutely no evidence or information leading us to believe that at any point in time was a school, any person, or any other entity being targeted.
And it turns out,
someone shot, it was a fresh kill, a female Cooper's hawk. Very near the school. That's what prompted the school to go on a lockdown, was the fact the shots were being fired. Again, we are going to protect those kiddos and that staff.
The bird is federally protected, and the matter will be turned over to the Office of New Mexico Game and Fish. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.